A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. Whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first, and be reconciled with your brother. Then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released unless you have paid the last penny." The Gospel, the good news of the Lord. Hard words in today's readings. How can we reconcile with one another? How can we do what we say? Today's gospel message is one that reminds us all the dangers, the perils, and the unique obstacles of all of us, especially who serve with titles. Of all of the ways in which we can be hypocrites. That what we say that we're about, whether it be a title, an office, a service, a ministry, whether it be a catechist, whether it be a pastor, a director of religious education, a teacher, whatever that may be, how do our actions reflect the best of what is expected of that office, of that service, of that ministry? And Jesus called his disciples to be very, very careful and wary that what they say they are or who they belong to is truly authentic and grounded in action. In today's gospel story, we hear the words of the Gospel of Matthew, and Jesus says, "Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother." Go first and be reconciled. I had an embarrassing experience a few years ago, serving as a guest preacher at a parish in the western suburbs, about 30 miles from my ministry site of St. Pius V on the near west side of Chicago in Pilsen's Mexican neighborhood. And as I rushed to arrive on time to visit with the family before and friends and parishioners before beginning Mass, I was caught in a traffic jam. I was afraid. I was petrified that I would be late for the service. In the midst of the traffic along the highway, I was caught in traffic, and you know, at times some people do not drive in the best way that we would prefer them to do so. Those of you who drive know this very well. Well, I have a habit of being a bit impatient, and in the midst of that journey out to the parish, some 30 miles drive along the highway, in some points in some heavy traffic, I caught that a car had cut me off. I was surprised by this. I was jarred by this. I was nearly hit. Later on in the traffic, some miles ahead, I had recognized the same vehicle as I approached and passed that car to one side. Well, my anger got a bit ahead of me, and I looked and I stared, probably not too charitably, into the eyes of the driver in the other car. Now, thankfully, I did not gesture in some way, something that would truly be unchristian-like. And I carried on my way, nervous, that I might not receive be at Mass on time. When I arrived at the church, finally arriving, flurrying, grabbing my habit, my vestments, in order to rush into the sacristy and prepare for Mass at the back of the church, as I came out to greet the parishioners, just at a moment's notice before Mass began, I barely made it to Mass on time, who would I be greeting but the same man who drove the car that I had been cut off with and who I had stared down later in the midst of the traffic. And there I was, in my embarrassment, surely my face had turned red when I turned to greet, in my surprise, the face of the driver some minutes before in traffic on the highway. I was in no great shape to begin the liturgy that day. I felt as low could be. But I think it was a good and important reminder. That is one of so many ways in which sometimes I forget who I am to be or the mission I'm called to be about. And Jesus reminds folks in his day, in that gospel story, to his disciples, the woes and the dangers, the obstacles, the trappings of serving in ministry, of serving the salvific mission of God. And so many can be lost along the way in hypocrisy. So today, as we continue our journey, let this be a pause for us. Let us recognize the ways that our words do not speak or reflect the actions either from our lips or our footsteps. Let us be reminded that in our mission journey in following Christ, let our words reflect the best of who we are, and let they be grounded and rooted firmly in our daily lives. Jesus reminds us that if you bring a gift to the altar and recall that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother. Be your peace, and in making that possible, make your peace with your brother and sister.